Okay. Yep. Copy that. Yeah. We haven't had one around here, that I know of. Swap meet, that is. But there was one a few weeks ago, going on maybe a month ago now. I don't know what it was. The down in Lowell. I think at the Lowell High School it was, which a few of us from our group went over to it. It's about an hour drive, I think, from here, 4 or 5 minutes, hour drive from here. But it's, I guess I don't know what county that's in. I don't know if that's in Ionia County. Maybe it's Ionia County, but it's not in Gratiot County, but it might be Ionia County. But yeah, over there by Lowell, over by Ada and stuff there. I'm guessing that's the one you're talking to, but yeah, four of us from our club went over to that swap, and it was smaller. They haven't had it the last few years at the, I refer to it as the Argyle Swap, the Amateur Radio Group for Youth in Lowell. They haven't had it the last few years, and they partnered up with a different club, I guess, and they got it going. Yeah, I usually like to try to at least make it to that one when they have it. I used to always go to it. But yeah, it was smaller. It wasn't huge. But it was a good swap. We you know, there was stuff to buy. We bought stuff. I'm the president of the Gratiot County Amateur Radio Association, and then Alan, my vice president, was there as well. And he found some things that he, you know, needed, apparently. Couldn't leave without buying, and same for me. So even my wife and our she's the secretary for the club, and then our historian went with us as well, Kelly, and they both bought some stuff too. They had a guy engrave some stuff for them, so. Yeah, so fun was had by all. But yeah, definitely a smaller swap. Hopefully they'll keep kind of building it up over the years, keep it going and build it up. So, yep, yeah, yeah. Sounds like it's quite a haul for you to get down to that one. I'm assuming that's the one you're talking about. Anyways, the Lowell, Michigan swap.
No, it doesn't sound right. It might have been the Crossroads. Wasn't the one in Marshall recently as well? I think that's the one I was thinking of. And I think that might be in a different location, or maybe I'm confusing it with the Kalamazoo. I've been to most of them down there. I mean, I lived downstate for up until about 7, 8 years ago. But I try my best to go to as many as I can, if for no other reason than just to support these smaller local clubs. We have one coming up in Gaylord in late September, and that one's been going for a few years and paired up with the, I think, the Alpena Club. And it's been very successful. It's been, you know, sellout crowds, sellout tables, and stellar crowds, and double-digit attendees for the VE code testing, and all in all, very pleased. But, I mean, it's the only one around in that, you know, mid-Michigan, Otsego County kind of area. But that's, you know, people that don't go to them, and I've talked to a lot of new hams that have never been to a swap, and it's like, you guys are kind of missing out, you know. Not just for the ability to see what the market holds, but just the social aspect of it, to be able to put names and faces and all that stuff. So anyhow, I did not catch your name, sir. I know you said it, and I missed it. I don't mean to be critical of Echo Link, but I'm very critical of Echo Link, especially in comparison to All-Star, because the All-Star, you know, with it being all analog, the audio is just absolutely stellar. You just can't even tell when people are on the links. I've never had good experiences with Echo Link, ever, 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 as long, even back when it was new technology, I didn't have good experience with it. And we as a group, a number of repeaters that I've been associated with, it's always sort of problematic. I'm really surprised it's even hanging on. But anyhow, enough of that. Thanks for checking in. It's very kind of you to include a call with a connection. I wish more people did that. And enjoy the sunshine. I'm going to try my best. It's few and far between this time of year, even until we get into May, when we've had plenty of snowstorms in April. 73 from Sheboygan County, W8RPM.